We talk to freelance marketers and marketing agencies all the time who feel like they've just reached a ceiling when it comes to growing their business. Well, that's exactly why we created the Story Brand Certified Guide program, to help freelance marketers and marketing agencies go to the next level. And if you've been listening to the podcast for a while and wondering, is this going to be good for me? Should I apply to become a Story Brand Certified Guide? Well, here are a few Story Brand Certified Guides to tell you why it's been a good fit for them.
I found there's instant value. As soon as I got certified, like, I was going to, one, be able to hang my hat on the framework, and two, have Story Brand to help me in any way that I needed it.
I went from being able to barely support myself as a freelancer to, like, then being able to take on more business.
I get to work right alongside my husband every day, and we get to have the flexibility that we need for our family.
As a young business owner, fresh out of college, you need credibility and you need authority. And for me, I think I was lacking that in a big way before getting Story Brand certified. And now I feel like I have it.
If you'd love to get results like our incredible Story Brand guides, I have great news for you. We have a virtual guide training coming up in May. Go to storybrand.com/apply now and make sure you apply by March 8th so you can join us. We bet you're ready to stop crossing your fingers every time you launch a new marketing campaign and instead would love to have the confidence that you're using a framework that's been proven to work. So apply to become a Story Brand Certified Guide at storybrand.com/apply now and join us this May.
The best part about being a guide is I get to offer hope every day and see people succeed.
When it comes to our marketing, so many times we are playing small and we're stuck in a rut and we're really looking for inspiration. Well, on today's episode, I'm going to introduce you to my favorite band, Jungle, and their genius marketing moves that they made as they rolled out their latest album, Volcano. You are going to love it. You are going to start dreaming big again. I cannot wait.
I'm about to start the show. Hero Maker, welcome to the Marketing Made Simple podcast, powered by StoryBrand and brought to you by the HubSpot Podcast Network, where we believe your marketing should be easy and it should work. I am your host, Dr. JJ Peterson, and I am joined by my co-host, April Sunshine Hawkins. Hi, April.
Hey, JJ, and hello, Hero Maker. Okay, JJ, I have something to play for you.
Is that your ringtone?
Yes. Is my ringtone. It makes me so happy. The amount of joy that this ringtone brings to my life. It is my ringtone. It is my alarm tone. Like, any tone on my phone that I can assign to it, I do, because I want to hear it every single time.
Is it just kind of the standard Apple, like, mine is like a meh, 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 meh. So not as much joy there.
That is my joy. You want to ramp up your nervous system.
Yeah, a little bit. It's actually a huge mistake. But so is that where? What is that called on the Apple phone?
No. I downloaded this special. It's a special ringtone.
Okay.
It's by my favorite band, Jungle.
Okay.
And it brings me, I mean, I'm serious. Like, the dopamine that I receive whenever that ringtone happens, I don't even know how to describe it. It's just unreal. So I highly recommend.
Yeah.
But I am thrilled today because I get to talk to somebody connected to my favorite band who helps them produce their music videos. JJ.
Yes.
JJ. I get to talk to Charlie DiPlacido, and he is the director of all of the amazing motion picture that my favorite band, Jungle, released with their new album, Volcano.
Mm-hmm.
I witnessed such an incredible marketing campaign that I was like, I want to talk to someone from there. And, you know, we have this amazing platform. So this is my excuse to have this conversation
yes.
with them. And of course, Hero Maker, I wanted you to A, be introduced to my favorite band, Jungle, but B, hear about the genius marketing moves that they made as they rolled this new album out, because I thought it was so applicable to things that everyone is doing in marketing and that you can really learn from and lean on as well. So thank you for indulging me, everyone, in this conversation journey. And special shout out to Charles McFarland. He is one of our StoryBrand certified guides. He is the uncle of one of the band members. Thank you for making the introduction. And then Charlie, thank you so much for coming on this podcast and talking to me and Hero Maker. Get so pumped about this conversation.
I love this so much because we often see these huge things, like even we just went through the Super Bowl and Beyonce did a Verizon commercial and then dropped music associated with that. So we see artists do things all the time with collaborating with different brands and inviting different audiences in to be a part of things. And it's kind of like, how does that happen? How does that work? And to be able to share the behind the scenes with our hero makers, I think is really powerful. And we can all learn from what you talked to him about. But I'd love for you to just share a little bit more about the band itself. Not, again, that we're not getting paid, this is not a promotion, but just so people kind of understand the band and a little bit about this launch that happened with Volcano.
Okay, so Hero Maker, here's what you need to know. Tom and Josh are the two main guys that started Jungle. Lydia is somebody who's joined them for this Volcano album, and they are really starting to find this incredible groove. They are a UK band. They are starting to take off in a very big way, which you will hear some about in this conversation. So the album name is Volcano, and one of the things that they've done is they've created this incredible motion picture that features incredible dancers. Like, it's so fun. It's so joyful. It's so diverse. It's so many things. So please, if you want to, go check out the full motion picture on their YouTube channel so that you can kind of visualize what's going on and why this was so impactful and such a big deal. Okay, so just a couple of other things that you might hear in the conversation and be like, what is that? So Back on 74 is their most viral song. It had an incredible video that went along with it, and people on TikTok did the dance over and over again, which is so fun. Casio is a song on a previous album. And I mean, if you don't know what one of the things is, look it up and you're gonna love it. Like that's really the main thing here is if you hear a term, just check it out and join in the Jungle fan craze that I am trying to help build here in the United States. Here is my conversation with Charlie DiPlacido, director of music videos and genius marketing moves that you can incorporate into your business. Charlie, I'm just so grateful that you're here. I'm grateful for all of the things that you have put out into the world that we can consume, that we can dance to, that we can be inspired by. And I'm excited for you to share these three genius marketing moves that I witnessed as a Jungle fan as this latest album, Volcano, came out. And so genius marketing move number one I want to talk to you about is the epic motion picture that you were the director of all of these videos that strung together. Every single track on the album has a video and they link together to tell a more epic story. And of course, you didn't roll out the motion picture all at once. You didn't give it to us all right away. You didn't say, here's the whole cake, everybody. Mm. So yeah, I'm curious about that process. Like, how did you know when to drop the videos and like how you cadenced those?
Well, I think ever since sort of we've taken control of like Jungle's now independent. So we sort of control our own marketing sort of 360. And ever since that's happened, me and Josh have been super keen that there's sort of content for every track on the album. In the sort of more sort of mainstream label model, you kind of have to pick three singles, and that can be a very stressful and also kind of, it's hard to predict what the which tracks on the album the fans are going to gravitate towards. People always think they know what the singles are, in inverted commas, but we kind of lived through the process of almost not getting that right on the second album. So ever since we've kind of had control of everything, I've been banging the drum of there should be content for every track on the album. One of the main sort of driving forces of the full feature film is to just create as much content as possible for the back end.
Such a genius move, because as a fan, I'm sitting there going, you know, I see the first video come through and I'm like, oh my gosh, you know, this is similar to Casio. This is similar to things they've done in the past. Oh, great. You know, we'll get like three of these. And then they just kind of keep coming and you're like, whoa, like this is not just, you know, singles. They're dropping the whole thing. And then you did a really genius move and you were like, if you want to watch the whole thing before we, you know, release it out on YouTube, you can sign up, and it built your email list, I know, I'm sure. And then also, I believe you paywalled that full motion picture. And so fans could get access to it before you released it on YouTube several, you know, either a month later or a couple months later. I'm curious, what were the success points of doing it in that format for you guys?
That sort of the pay-per-view aspect of it is sort of Jungle have a great management company called Verdigris Management, and they've been pushing the sort of Jungle film fan club angle. And so we kind of, once we knew we were going to do the film, Verdigris were super keen to activate the fan club, weave that into it. And also it's just it's a really nice way of giving the super fans sort of an early access to it. And it did really well. Like we did really crazy numbers on that.
I'm super happy to hear that it was a success and we can expect this to be the play next time. Are there other things that you're like, oh, you know, we're going to incorporate this next time, like in this next release?
Yeah, I mean, I think me and Josh have such big plans about how we're going to do stuff. More and more, it's just about trying to like make everything have as much synergy as possible and kind of link together. I think the thing I want to do next time is just go even further with how the social media assets and the small snippets of stuff link back to the wider, like the larger format film.
Yeah, and that leads to genius marketing move number two, which is the social aspect of everything. Mm-hmm. Because, you know, I'm hanging out on Instagram. That's my social media platform of choice. And so, of course, you mentioned back on 74, that was the like viral moment. I'm curious, did you know that back on 74 was going to be the one that sparked all of this amazingness? And also, if you're stringing all of these pieces of choreography together in this motion picture, it doesn't feel like you were like, let's create a viral moment in Back on 74. Because everybody out there is looking for their viral moment. And they're like trying to be like, okay, let's create it. But it doesn't feel like that was your play. Can you kind of talk about how it did come about?
Yeah, we don't ever really sort of reach for a viral moment. I mean, we've been lucky enough. We've always had these moments that just kind of happened organically. It's mainly centered around dance. And I think the dancing aspect of it is what is holy to us. And we're most concerned with like getting the right characters to sort of represent the music. And the viral thing kind of just happens as a natural sort of byproduct of that. What I'm banging on about the whole time is the larger concept, the bigger thing. I think if you make that incredible, you're going to get the end results like further down the line. And I think if you focus on not the small things, but like the things that you can't control, the little bite-sized parts of it, then you're going to lose sight of the bigger idea. I think that's what excites people when they finally do get around to discovering Jungle, is that there's this whole back catalog of stuff that's of a similar ilk and at the same level as well.
Oh yeah. Treasure trove. You know, you go on a deep dive and you go, oh my gosh, look at all yeah, this incredible content. And so what I'm hearing, especially, I'm just kind of doing this on behalf of our listener, you know, out there who is going, I have these big ideas and yet I know I've got to go for this viral moment, but you're saying like, lean on the things that are holy to you. Mm-hmm. Lean on the things that you love to bring into the world, and then that will beget the thing that you're after, and it will happen typically organically because you are so passionate about it yourself.
For sure. And I think like the boys do that with the music as well. I think there's a constant reinvention, and like they're pushing the sound on constantly. Yeah, I think there's way too much focus on this sort of end result. And if that starts to dictate the way that you create things, the results don't speak to how good the art is. You have to focus on the quality of what you're doing.
I think that that just reinforces the idea that, like, yeah, double down on the thing that you love. Just double down on it. Don't try to manufacture anything. Like, make your art and, you know, ride the wave.
Basically.
Nudge Podcast, hosted by Phil Agnew, is brought to you by the HubSpot Podcast Network, the audio destination for business professionals. Have you ever noticed how the smallest changes can have the biggest impact? Well, on Nudge, you learn simple evidence-based tips to help you kick bad habits, get a raise, and even grow a business. Every bite-sized 20-minute show comes packed with practical advice from admired entrepreneurs and behavioral scientists. To the Hero Maker listening, you are going to love this show. I love this show. I got to be on the show. We've actually had Phil on our show. And the reason I love it is because it discusses the psychology behind stellar marketing. And in a recent episode titled, Should I Share All My Secrets? Phil actually talks to John Lee Dumas, host of Entrepreneurs on Fire, one of the world's most popular business podcasts. And John shares almost everything from his exact monthly income, his tax saving schemes, his intimate tours of his home. I mean, they really get into the psychology behind sharing secrets and how John's business benefited from all of his transparency. Go and listen to Nudge. You're going to get great tips out of it. And you can find it wherever you listen to podcasts. Marketing for startups is hard work. You've got long hours, small teams, and finding inspiration in the midst of all that stress can feel impossible. Thankfully, HubSpot for Startups can help you grow your business without growing your stress. Their all-in-one platform connects all your teams together. They have a bunch of resources to help you scale, and they offer discounts up to 90% off. So if you're ready to crush your marketing, look no further than HubSpot for Startups. To see how much you can save, visit HubSpot.com/startups. And now, back to the show.
So, listener, if you have not seen the viral moments of Back on 74, you know, go stream. And what did you all do with those videos?
We posted a sort of a compilation on our Instagram, and we sort of pinned the best found ones to our Instagram reels as well. It was a crazy kind of like viral bombardment that happened first on my Instagram and then Shay's TikTok, and it kind of like just sort of took off again and again and again. And it was mainly because we had a 2-week period where it was exclusive to WeTransfer. It kind of meant that the Jungle fans had all kind of seen it, but everyone else hadn't sort of engaged with it. So we got this chance to give it a second push. And yeah, who knows? Maybe that was just the magic week that it should have been released.
So you've mentioned WeTransfer several times. So tell our Hero Maker listening, who is WeTransfer if they have no idea who they are? And then talk a little bit about how you cultivated that partnership.
Well, WeTransfer are an amazing company that do the sort of file sharing. I think everyone in the world probably uses them to send their large files. That partnership was brought to us by Verdigo Management, who's Jungle's amazing management company. They are always trying to find the best sort of partnerships for Jungle to get involved in. Josh and Tom are super picky with who they get into business with in terms of companies and sort of brand affiliation. So they're always kind of wary of taking large amounts of money from companies that they don't believe in. WeTransfer is a super great company, great practices. They don't do anything wrong in the world other than help people share files, which is about the least problematic brand partnership you can get involved in.
Very important. From this partnership, you know, the things that I witnessed were before the album released, there was like, hey, go to WeTransfer and you can download this ringtone and you can download these screensavers and things. So there was like pre-launch things that happened with WeTransfer. And then there was the artwork that you could collect in the Back on 74 video that happened as things were launching. Mm-hmm. And so they're getting email addresses, I would assume, or they're benefiting in some way from all of that activity, getting their name out there. I'm curious what you would say that their key winnings were in the partnership and what Jungle's key winnings were in this partnership.
I mean, I think from WeTransfer's point of view, they like, it's part of their sort of we present arm, where they're like, from the jump, WeTransfer have been super sort of interested and keen on promoting artists and like promoting art in general. So that's why they came it from like a really strictly creative point of view. And they're like massive fans of the Jungle videos. So I think they wanted to showcase it and bring it to a wider audience, which it definitely did. I think from WeTransfer's point of view, it was about promoting the art. Obviously, the collaboration also brings a lot of eyes to them as well. But I think what made it cool was that they were super just concerned about like making it as great as possible. I think from a Jungle point of view, it's just like a great way to like boost the campaign. It was on the WeTransfer website for ages. Like they were pushing it in their realms. And so from sort of like an album marketing point of view, it's just like free advertising spend.
What I am just being struck by listening to all three of these genius marketing moves together, you know, the genius marketing move of the motion picture, the genius marketing move of the social media aspect and welcoming these viral moments and these, your fans recreating these dances, and then this WeTransfer partnership genius marketing move. It really is all about collaboration. You know, you all are some of the most epic collaborators. You are wanting to collaborate with incredible dancers and, of course, choreographers and videographers. And you're wanting to collaborate with the fans and the fan base, welcome them into the story. And then you're wanting to collaborate with these incredible partners and cultivate, you know, this synergy and this innovative spirit between all of you.
Yeah, I'm not one of those directors that's sort of not open to other voices and sort of working together.
Yeah, it's like, what are the characters I want to welcome in to my creative process that can really help just magnify the kind of holy art that I want to make and bring about in the world?
For sure, because I think that's how you get crazy good results. Like Volcano is what Volcano is because of the cast that we assembled, because of Shay, the choreographer, because of the sort of language that me and Josh have built up over the years and knowing like where we wanted to go with it. Once you open your eyes to collaborating like that, you can get a lot of amazing results because you give these ideas to these people like Shay and the dancers, and then it takes on a life of its own. And then the end result kind of is exponentially greater because you've sort of opened the process up.
All right. Well, I think that that is really the advice that you are shouting out to our listeners. It's like, hey, if you want crazy good results, like get amazing talent into a room and
Trust them.
Sure. Help. Let them help shape the clay, because they can do things that if it was just you and Josh and Tom and Lydia in the room, you could create a cool video. There's no doubt in my mind. But yet there's.
I can't dance. But we'll get. Don't tell anyone I can't dance, but I can't dance.
Well, Charlie, I'm so grateful again for you, for Josh, for Tom, for Lydia, for the dancers, for everybody that has a hand in doing this. It was a pleasure to watch this incredible marketing rollout. There were so many more genius moves that we could have talked about, but appreciate you coming on and sharing your insights with our listeners, our hero makers. And just, I can't wait for whatever is next. So
there's actually another genius move, but I can't talk about it. But in a month's time, you'll see like the icing on the cake of the genius moves.
Stop.
When we stop recording, I'll tell you off camera.
Oh my gosh. I'm so excited. I'm so happy. Okay. Well, you're just going to have to follow Jungle Forever on, you know, all the socials and YouTube and things like that. Go watch the motion picture in its entirety. It's available on YouTube. We'll put it in the show notes as well. And then you'll just have to wait and see as well what the icing on the cake is. So,
and it's on YouTube. And another reason why Jungle is so cool, I got to insist that there are no ads in the middle of the film. So you get ads at the beginning and you get ads at the end, but they don't break up the flow of the film.
Oh my God. So it just
plays as 49 minutes.
Okay. So Charlie, that is a fourth genius move that you have revealed. So Hero Maker, have so much fun exploring my favorite band Jungle and their catalog of videos before Volcano. But again, Charlie, thanks for your time today.
Thank you so much for having me.
Okay, Hero Maker, wasn't that so fun? And I can now spill the beans because this conversation with Charlie was recorded, you know, in the past. And because of podcast magic, I can reveal to you now what's happened since that conversation, because the genius moves are now out in the open and you can interact with them yourself. Well, a big genius move was that they landed a partnership with Gap. Yep, that's right. You know, you've seen all of those iconic Gap commercials. Well, back on 74, and all of the dancers are featured in their amazing linen collection. And you can check that out on YouTube, of course. You could check out that fun ad. So, you know, no big deal. Just landing, you know, with one of the biggest brands in the entire world. So congratulations, Jungle, for that, and Charlie. But also, this past weekend at the Brit Awards, they won Group of the Freaking Year. That's right. So you can check out both the Gap ad and the Brit Award performance that they also got to do live on air, you know, in the show notes. So if you want to check those things out, oh, I'm just riding such a high. And of course, I've just got to throw it back to the reason these incredible opportunities are coming their way is, well, they've been making music since they were 9 years old together, of course, but all of these amazing genius marketing moves that they've been doing, all of the collaborative efforts and the trusting of the people on their team and going for the creative vision that they actually set out from the get-go. I mean, that's really what it is all about. It's been leading up to incredible things like this, and I'm thrilled for them. And of course, I'm thrilled for you, Hero Maker. Okay, so you know it had to be me giving you the actionable step this week. It just had to be me. And so I am going to help give you a practical step to help you apply everything that you learned from today's conversation that you can immediately use to shape your marketing and clarify your message. So I want you to think about collaboration. Collaboration is the name of this game. All of the genius marketing moves were connected to collaboration. So I want you to think, who are three people that are going to spring forth in my mind right now who I can collaborate with? Three people that you know. Maybe somebody just, boom, immediately popped into your mind. Then I want you to make a connection this week. During this connection time, whether it be coffee or just a phone call or whatnot, you can flesh out this idea that you've had in your mind, this thing that you're like, hey, I would like to create this, but I haven't quite stepped out just yet. And so whenever you meet with that person, it gets the ball rolling. It actually starts the magic happening. That's really step one. It's just, okay, I have this vision. I have this thing. And will you help me with it in XYZ way? Even if they're just there to listen, they are being a collaborator. And so I want you to think of three people that you know and get this idea cooking. Then I want you to also reach out to three people that you don't quite know, but you're like, ooh, they would make a great collaborator as part of this project. So maybe it's a brand, or maybe it's an influencer, or maybe it's someone that you're just like, man, they just continue to be in my orbit and I love what they're doing. I feel like our values are aligned and that they would make a great addition to this project. I want you to reach out to three people that are in that realm as well. You will be surprised by how much momentum starts building, by how much excitement people derive just by being asked to be a part of something bigger than themselves. And so if you're feeling nervous about it, or if you're feeling on the fence about it, just reach out to three people that you know and three people that you don't know, and boom, I think that your confidence is just going to increase tenfold with these conversations. I want you to draft off of the excitement and the energy of Charlie and of Jungle and their commitment to dream big, to build the big thing. I know you out there have a big idea. It might have been on the shelf, Or you might be doing it in a way where you're like, I'm doing this on a smaller scale than I would actually like to do because I'm just trying to get it done, or I'm just trying to create that viral moment, or I'm just trying to fill in the blank. What I want you to do is I want you to create the thing you wanted to create from the get-go. And I want you to find collaborators to do it with you. Because when you commit to your big vision, you are really being the ultimate guide. Because your customers, they can feel the excitement. They can feel the authenticity of what you're trying to do. And what are you trying to do? Well, you're trying to help your customers solve their problem so that they can ultimately be the hero of their story. And that's what makes you a great guide. That's what makes you a hero maker. So that's all for this week's episode of Marketing Made Simple. Thank you so much for listening and believing like us that your marketing should be easy and it should work. Follow Marketing Made Simple wherever you listen to podcasts. And if you found this episode valuable, please rate and review the show, letting us know how these tips are clarifying your message and growing your business. We'll see you next week. Hey, you cannot stop me. You cannot stop me. Go.